According to the Michigan State Police, there were 516 individual acts of violent crime in Ingham County in 2015. That's the most recent year for which there is available data. A dozen of those incidents were homicides. When police are called to investigate a tragedy, they often rely on volunteers to help a victim's family members emotionally process what's taken place. In Ingham County, that duty rests with an all-volunteer force run by the sheriff's office, the Ingham Victim Advocate Unit. Patty Thayer remembers the first time she crossed the yellow tape barrier that most of us only see on TV and in the movies. It was 15 years ago. She was a victim advocate trainee working with the Lansing Police Department. Her first case was a homicide.
And I didn't know what I was doing, and I just know that I have a gift of dealing with people, but I didn't know how to deal with something like that. I've never seen anything like that.
Thayer doesn't talk about the details, but she found herself going back again and again to comfort total strangers facing their darkest moments. Her desire to help overpowered her instinct to hide. Today, as coordinator of the Ingham County Victim Advocate Unit, Patty Thayer seeks out volunteers who share that same drive. The unit was formed more than 20 years ago by then-Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Each advocate is an unpaid volunteer, on call 24/7. The current team has 13 members. All of them are women. Patty Thayer has no formal training as a counselor or therapist, but she's learned the key, knowing who to talk to and to listen to them.
A lot of time, there's a lot of hysterics going on. Sometimes there's 10, 20 people at a scene at a time. Usually we show up in groups of two, and there's only so much that we can do. So we try and get to the next of kin or the immediate family members that we can help the most.
Sometimes those closest to the tragedy don't want the help, at least at first. Co-coordinator Linda Denny has seen it happen.
Usually we just stay at the scene to see if they change their mind. A lot of people in a traumatic situation, the officer may ask, do you want an advocate? And they say no. Well, they don't know if they want an advocate. You know, they don't even know what an advocate is.
Other times, it's less a matter of trauma than it is of trust. Again, Patty Thayer.
When I walked into this little tiny room, I had on my shirt with the police logo. And some people may have had a bad experience with the police in the past. And even though I told them that I'm a volunteer, I'm not a police officer, they still said, we do not want you here.
Victim advocates provide that listening ear. They distribute brochures for social service agencies that provide crucial follow-up after the initial shock wears off. Hard as it may be, advocates have to physically walk away when their job is done. But walking away emotionally can be even harder. How do each of you calm down, emotionally separate yourself from the scene? Is that difficult to do?
Sometimes. You know, I'm not gonna lie and say that these calls don't affect us. They do. I have been on maybe three calls in my 15 years that have really bothered me. And I probably should have maybe reached out for some help. I guess at the time, I didn't know that it was affecting me like that. But now I look back on it and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Any thoughts on that, Linda?
Well, I've been on a couple debriefings, and I didn't know I needed it. And I did benefit by it. So, yes, thank goodness that, you know, the departments do help us get through that. So we try to check each other because sometimes it gets away from us and we think we're all right, but we're not.
What keeps Patty Thayer and Linda Denny doing this work? It's an observation they've seen over and over.
We are the best part of somebody's worst day.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.